You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, everybody. Got a lot of information again tonight. I mean, most of it's not going to come from me, I can tell you that. Going to give my voice a little break. This is a live broadcast, by the way. And going to hear from another doctor who's going to confirm what Dr. Wallach's been telling you. And we're going to give out the phone numbers again, because you're going to need, if you have not already called, to get your packet of information on how you can take advantage of Dr. Wallach's recommendation on how you can improve your personal health and well-being, then you need to do so tonight. This broadcast is especially for women. For women. If you're a woman, listen very carefully. And if you're a man and you have some women that you love, you should also listen very carefully, because this may be the answer to some problems. Now, if you have some women in your house who are not listening to this broadcast, go get them right now. Go get them right now. Have them sit down and and listen to this broadcast. Excuse me, folks. My throat is still not well, but I feel fine. Have them listen to this broadcast in its entirety. Once again, this broadcast is extremely important for women. And if you're a man and you have women in your life that you love or care about, or maybe are friends, even acquaintances, you should listen to this broadcast too, because you may have to impart some information to the women in your life who are not listening right now. So I'm going to talk for a couple of minutes about something else, and then we're going to have a little bit of music and give you all time to go round up all the women that you can round up and put them in front of the radio right now, right this moment. And you're going to be very happy that you did it, believe me. So make sure that you do. The women are going to thank you also. A lot of women are experiencing problems and they don't know why. And I think the answer to some of those problems is going to be on this broadcast tonight. Now, right now, I want to give out the phone numbers for those of you who have not called to get your information packet on Dr. Wallach's recommendations on how you can improve your own personal health. You need to do it, because he has the answer to the problems that you're going to hear about tonight. Here's the numbers. Write them down. 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405, or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. Or if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. That's 3555. Now, while you're running around trying to collar all the women in your house, or maybe next door or down the street or wherever you have to go to get them, I'm going to tell you nice thing that happened today. I received a letter from my good friend Evan Sweetwater, who is a musician, extremely talented musician, and you've all heard his work, because the the New World Order music that I play with Anthony Hilder on it was written, produced, and all of the musical instruments were performed by Evan Sweetwater. In fact, there are three songs on that that he specifically wrote and performed with Anthony J. Hilder for this radio broadcast. Now, I'm sure you've heard it on a couple of other radio broadcasts because people have recorded it from this broadcast. And Evan and Anthony made some CDs available. And even though they're not supposed to do that, they have done it. And that's okay with me because it helps to educate everybody. New World Order, Ordo Ab Kao, and America, spelled with a K, are the three, and I'll give you just a little taste of each one of them so that you'll remember what they are. And then I'm going to tell you what Evan did today, which was just wonderful. Okay, stand by. You've all heard this before. Here it comes. And this one, stand by.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, Hank, something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Let me and my master through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And this one. Here it comes. Listen carefully. I think you've heard this one too. Whoops. That was the wrong one, which means I've got the wrong CD in there. It doesn't have it on there. Okay. Well, anyway, you've heard those two. And Evan Sweetwater, who's been a good friend for years, and whenever we go to the Los Angeles area, we usually get to visit with him in some way. He always turns up. He's a great guy and extremely talented. He writes, produces, and performs. And so today, folks, he sent me a couple of cuts that he has just completed. One is entitled Do You Know, and the other one is If You Love Me by Chaka Khan. Produced and written by Evan Sweetwater. The other ones that you've heard on the broadcast were produced and written, and all of the musical instruments were performed and played by Evan Sweetwater, and the voice was Anthony J. Hilder. Well, here's two that you're going to hear with two very top stars, music stars. The first, Do You Know, is asking you, do you know the world that we live in? And it's talking specifically about those who are pulling the wool over our eyes, so to speak. If you listen to the lyrics very carefully, you'll hear that. It's wonderful. And so that's going to be the lead-in. In between, if we need music, we'll do what we did last night. And at the end, you'll hear If You Love Me. So I was very happy to get this. And Evan, I know you're listening. Thank you so much for all that you've contributed to the hour of the time and to our work. I, for one, really, deeply appreciate it.
Do you know? Do you know today. The hand of faith will lift you up beyond your wildest dreams. A new awakening got you in a trance. Your mind in circles going round and round. Sun, moon, stars, all are a part of the great mystery of Babylon.
And you heard it first on the Hour of the Time. You've never heard that anywhere else. This is the first time it's ever been broadcast. And thank you, Evan. It's incredible how talented you are. And many other people. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you would be absolutely amazed if you knew how many friends we really have in the music business. It would blow your mind, as a matter of fact. And they're helping to educate the young people who listen to their music. And it includes some of the major black rappers. Now, you may not like rap music, but it is an excellent way to educate the young people who listen to rap and nothing else. And you would be amazed at what is pouring from the CD players and the radios of places like East LA. Detroit, Harlem. People are waking up on a scale larger than the scum-sucking treason mongers in Washington, D.C. can keep up with. And I can assure you, they don't like it a bit. Well, I hope that you've got all the women in your life rounded up, and I hope they're sitting in front of your radio right now. This is extremely important. Make sure that you have pen and paper and that you take notes. And if you can't do that, then you know that you can obtain tapes of any broadcast of the hour of the time. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is our mystery guest.
Dr. Lee is a recognized leader in the field of women's hormone and environmental health issues. Lecturing and teaching doctors around the world, he is a sought-after speaker. His matter-of-factness and extensive experience makes his message very compelling. Dr. Lee has devoted many years to the study of nutrition and environmental health as it pertains to optimal health and the presentation of degenerative diseases. Several of his letters have been published in medical journals, including the New England Journal of Medicine and internationally recognized journals. In April 1989, he retired from active general practice and continues his research in women's health issues. Dr. Lee has published two books, which have enlightened medical professionals and the general public alike. And now, let's join Dr. Lee at a recent seminar.
I think that the people who are here today have an awareness that there is a problem shaping up in this country having to do with women's hormones, and part of the problem is that the response by conventional medicine is not working as well as it should. There's something wrong here. Something wrong is going on, and women realize that they have to educate themselves, they have to acquire knowledge, they have to make tough decisions in their life, because there are some bad things are happening to women that we're not prepared for, and the response of the conventional doctor is actually part of the problem, as I'm going to explain.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you all heard that introduction, and you've heard the first few seconds of the good doctor's message. Now, all of you have all the women that you love sitting in front of your radio. And I'm going to go do that right now with the women that I love in this house. But I want to reach out over the airwaves, and I want to tell you, especially those women out there who are good personal friends of me and my family, and of course all of the rest of the women listening, I care about you very deeply. And I understand the frustration of some of the problems, especially with health, that can occur to all of us. Please listen very carefully to this message. Make sure that you understand it. Then do something about it. Call one of these two numbers. 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. That's 3555. Please, folks, pay very, very close attention to this message. Gene, Diana, all of those out there whom I especially personally know, deeply care about. I know that some of you have some of the problems that's going to be discussed tonight. And I know most of you have already called and obtained your package and are using these products. You know, it's a pain in the butt to get up every morning, and take what you're supposed to take and do it in the quantities that you're supposed to take it, please make sure that you do it each and every single day. And within about 3 months, you're going to find yourself with more energy, feeling better, and a lot of your problems are going to disappear. You may have some problems that aren't nutritional in nature, and they may require the care of a medical doctor. And of course, we want to hear personally. I want you to write me a letter and tell me about the successes you have when you have them. I've told you about mine. I told you I only had one big pain left, and that was in my right knee where I hurt it last summer. Well, tonight I can tell you all that that pain, that problem, after months, is finally gone. It's not bothering me anymore. Get your pad and your pen and get ready to write.
So I think I know why you're here. Why I'm here, I was in family practice for 30 years in Mill Valley, and I must say that it took me, I may not be the smartest kid on the block, but within about 10 years I figured out that medicine, the way we practice it, isn't as intelligent as it ought to be. We tend to have to wait till someone gets his diabetes or has his fracture or has his breast cancer or heart attack or stroke, and then we're supposed to step in and try to somehow fix it. It struck me that it'd be a whole lot smarter to try to figure out where these things come from and then to alter people's choices, their lifestyle choices they're making, so to try to optimize their chance of being healthy and minimize their chance of getting these diseases. Because many of the things that we do end up with are things of long standing that gradually accumulate and gradually pass into some threshold where the disease becomes manifest. But at any rate, my interest turned into preventive medicine. This has led me into all sorts of studies that I never dreamt of when I was in medical school. Medical school is more like a trade school, I have to admit. They teach you how to diagnose problems, and that means to classify them by their signs and symptoms and to respond with a treatment to treat whatever the sign or symptom was. If you have a bladder infection, you get sulfa. If you have hypertension, you get a diuretic, and so on. And there wasn't much thought given to spending time tracking down where these things come from. And so then I had these people with osteoporosis. The dilemma was, in 1976, that if we give estrogen, as we were taught, you increase the woman's risk of breast cancer and cancer of the uterus. This didn't seem right to me. I couldn't imagine Mother Nature making this dilemma. There's something wrong here. But there it was. There was very solid evidence that unopposed estrogen is the only known cause of cancer of the uterus. And it was probably the cause of at least 30% of breast cancer. And there was a meeting at the Mayo Clinic in 1976 called a consensus meeting. Experts from around the world gathered and said, women should not be given estrogen unless you give some progesterone along with it, because they found that progesterone protects against those cancers. And that Mother Nature had always arranged for those two hormones to be made at the same time. The ovary makes both hormones. Mother Nature did not decide that women should be on estrogen by itself, month after month, year after year. And yet that's what doctors were doing. They were putting women, postmenopausal women, on just estrogen for their bones. And they were creating cancer of the uterus and breast cancer. So when the Mayo Clinic said that progesterone should be given, turns out there was no company selling natural progesterone, real, honest-to-God, human, female progesterone. So they were all making synthetic analogs that worked like progesterone in the sense that they could be used for birth control pills. So they jumped in and started advertising to the doctors, oh, we have a good progesterone here, use ours. Well, that was all right, but a lot of doctors weren't using progesterone if a woman has already had a hysterectomy. The doctor would say, well, if you can't get cancer of the uterus, she's already had a hysterectomy. So they would still be giving unopposed estrogen. And I saw these patients who were on estrogen, And they were getting swollen breasts and fibrocystic breast disease, and they were getting fat around their middle and their hips and their abdomen and losing libido and getting depressed. And when they traveled any place and they're sitting any period of time, their feet would swell and water retention and all that. And it struck me, there's something wrong here. And I had patients who couldn't take any estrogen because they've already had breast cancer, or they have diabetes, or vascular disorders, or obesity. There's all sorts of contraindications for estrogen. Gallbladder disease, migraines, hypertension, goes on and on. So I had patients with osteoporosis who couldn't take estrogen. And I was wondering, what can I do for these patients? I can tell them to eat a good diet. I can put them on calcium. I can put them on vitamin D. I can try to get them off cigarettes and all these things they're supposed to do. But we knew from the bone mineral density that that was not enough. The bones needed something, or they're going to get osteoporosis. So in 1978, I attended a meeting. Actually, I was giving a talk on hypoglycemia. Linus Pauling was there giving a talk on vitamin C. And Dr. Ray Peet, a PhD from Oregon, was there giving a talk to the doctors, challenging them, saying, why aren't you all using progesterone, the second female hormone? It's readily available. They can make it from yams. They can make it from soy. They can make it from 5,000 different plants. It's identical to what the humans make. It's been out for 30 years in face creams, cosmetics. It's wonderful for the skin. It's available. The FDA can't find anything wrong with it. Why are you using only estrogen for postmenopausal ladies? So I told my patients, I said, I want you to go to Dr. Malcolm Powell's office and get a dual photon bone mineral density test. And then I want you to go to the health food store and pick up some of this cosmetic cream. And I want you to use that and rub a little bit in every day. And then a year from now, we're going to check and see how your bones are doing. So over the next 2 or 3 years, I did this. And to my amazement, all of these women who had bad osteoporosis, otherwise I wouldn't have been willing to do this extraordinary thing, their bones were all getting better. And then I looked at the people who were on estrogen. Their bones didn't get better. It was just that estrogen slowed down the loss. You see the difference? Estrogen does not reverse osteoporosis. Never has, never will. It's not its function. What estrogen does is to slow up bone loss by slowing up the cells that are resorbing old bone. Bone is interesting tissue. It's always being made, remade, unmade, made over again, just like skin, just like hair, just like the lining of your stomach, lining of your mucosa, any place. Bones are constantly being made and unmade and then made anew. Function of progesterone and testosterone, which is the same in this action, is to tell the cells that make new bone to get to work and make new bone wherever there's a spot for it. So you are increasing new bone formation when you give progesterone or testosterone. So my patients all did very well, even though they never took any estrogen at all. And pretty soon I accumulated quite a number of these people. And of course, they were telling other people. So other doctor's patients were coming over to my office and saying, what do you do? And I was telling them, you go get some of this cream over the counter and put a little dab on. And they said, how do you know how much to give? And I said, well, I certainly don't know. We're going to see what the test bill up a year later. But I know it can't hurt you. Because during a regular monthly cycle, the ovary normally makes 20 milligrams a day from ovulation time until the time of your period. And during pregnancy, the placenta makes it, and it makes up to 400 milligrams a day. So the safety range is somewhere between 20 milligrams a day and 400. You can't miss. A little dab of this cream is about 20 milligrams. So you're in the right ballpark, and the only way we'll tell is if we check the bone mineral density at the end of the year. So we did, and then I began learning things from these patients. They told me their energy level was higher. They told me that they could do a whole lot more work and that they could use up their body fat. Their body fat was slimming down. They were able to turn body fat into energy. Estrogen, on the other hand, turns the food energy into body fat. That's why they give it to steers. You understand, they castrate the steers, put them in feedlots, feed them sorghum, and give them estrogen. And steers, as you see, are sold by the pound. So the function of estrogen is to lard in a lot of fat into the meat in a quick time, and also to retain water. And see, by retaining water, the weight goes up, so you get more per pound when you're filled with steer for meat. And that's the function of estrogen. And that function is prevented when you take progesterone. Progesterone allows you to use the fat for energy. The women were teaching me that their fibrocystic breasts have returned to normal breasts. The women were teaching me that those that had developed some acne and some pimples like teenage boys yet, here they were postmenopausal women, that their skin had all cleared up. The women showed me that where their hair had been thinning, they now had full luxuriant hair again. The women told me that they had been previously bothered by fibroids, and the fibroids were going down. Their doctor couldn't figure out why. Those that had water retention didn't have it anymore. Their edema had gone away. And those that had muscular aches and pains had gotten better. And I could never understand this until just July of this year. There was an article in Science, the journal for the American Academy for Advancement of Science. It was an article about how the Schwann cell makes the myelin sheath that covers and protects all of the nerves as they pass through your body. There are little cells every couple centimeters that makes a covering, an insulation called myelin, M-Y-E-L-I-N, myelin sheath, that protects the nerve from damage, and it protects the nerve so it doesn't short circuit and lose its electric impulse when the nerve impulse comes down. Turns out the Schwann cell can't do this unless something interferes with its progesterone receptors. Progesterone is necessary to make the myelin sheath. Now, who ever knew that before? In my research over the years, learning about progesterone, I discovered brain cells concentrate progesterone and testosterone to levels 20 times higher than the blood carries. Now, brain cells wouldn't do this unless the progesterone or testosterone has some function in the brain cell. Why go to the work of drawing that progesterone in, holding it against an osmotic gradient, getting it through the cell membrane into the brain cell, unless there was some reason for it? So now I understood why some of my patients who gave this to their elder mothers and aunts who were in nursing homes and things, they gave it to them for their bones because it's wonderful for skin. It hydrates skin again, makes skin much better. These elderly women all became much more alert and aware, and women who were content just to lie in bed all day and couldn't keep track of the conversation with their niece or whatever, after a week or so of being on progesterone, they're up leading discussions on the headlines and the latest in book reviews. I had a doctor come all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil. He gave it to his 92-year-old mother. And this mother resumed being an intellectual giant again, where before she had become a baby-like cripple. And he is now, he specializes in care of the elderly. And he came all the way up from Sao Paulo, Brazil, to the little town where I live, Sebastopol, California, just to spend an afternoon talking to me about it. It helps brain function. When you have the same hormone all the time, like estrogen, unopposed by progesterone, the estrogen receptors tune down. Just as if you're working in an office where there's too much noise. After working there for 6 months, you end up not noticing the noise. And then you go away for 2 weeks and come back and you say, how could I have been working here without realizing all this noise that's here? Same thing happens with light. Been out in the bright daylight sometime, and you go into a matinee movie, you can't see anything for 45 minutes, your eyes have tuned down. Constant exposure to the same message tunes down the message. And hormones are like messengers. And every cell that they work on does so because there's a receptor already made to bind and unite with that hormone molecule and go to the nucleus and create the effect of the message. But it takes binding to that receptor. And when you have unopposed estrogen, the receptors tune down. When you add the progesterone, the receptors come back to full force again.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering where this is going, you're going to eventually hear that and you did, when Dr. Wallach was on our broadcast live, you're going to hear it again tonight, that the failure to produce progesterone is caused by one of two things. A hysterectomy, wherein the uterus and the ovaries are removed, or poor nutrition and the lack of the proper minerals in your diet. Now, the cream that he's talking about is called Envision. Those of you who have already sent for your information and have received your package from American Longevity received a little sample of the Envision cream in your package. Every ounce of Envision contains 1,000 milligrams of progesterone. which is absorbed through the skin. So continue to listen and remember what I just told you. There's two reasons for the lack of production of progesterone in the body in women. Men have progesterone too. But in women, it's caused by one of two things, generally. Now, there may be other medical conditions that can cause it, but I don't know about that. Dr. Wallach has informed me, and this is what he has told me. If you have a hysterectomy in which the uterus and the ovaries are removed, your body, if you are a woman, will cease to produce some of the proper hormones that you need to be balanced and healthy and feel good. And some of these things can cause mental problems, as you well know. The other is improper nutrition. The lack of the proper nutritional ingredients in the food that you eat, including vitamins, and specifically, number one at the top of the list is minerals in a plant-derived colloidal form. Now, return you to the broadcast in progress. Listen very carefully. Make sure you take notes, folks.
Efficiency. So, I learned that every time I added this to a woman already on estrogen, I had to tell her to cut her estrogen at least in half. And then later, she could cut it down even more. Because the progesterone was handling so many of her problems, she didn't need all that much estrogen. And then I had some ladies who kept cutting it down. Pretty soon, they weren't taking any. And they were doing fine. No hot flashes, no vaginal dryness, no problems. They were doing fine. I said, how can this be? I was taught in medical school, estrogen goes to zero. So I went to the library, looked up the original references of people, primary references, where somebody measured estrogen levels for 5 years before menopause and then 5 years after menopause. And you know what they all found? Every single one, they found the estrogen only dropped about 40-50%. It doesn't go to zero. Women continue to make estrogen even if they have their ovaries removed. And how do they make it? The fat cells make it. The body fat converts one of the hormones that the adrenal gland makes, androstenedione, into real estrogen. And the greater your need for estrogen, the more it makes. The body's not dumb. The body has this backup mechanism, and it works. And in fact, the tests show that a fat lady after menopause makes more estrogen than a skinny lady does before menopause. Isn't that something? And you have all these doctors giving fat ladies estrogen. There's something wrong here. And it became more and more apparent to me. I learned all this from the patient. Then I would go try to find a reference to explain it, try to understand it. If you say osteoporosis cannot be reversed, and I do it on 100 patients, I don't need a control group. I'm doing something that's reversing osteoporosis. And I wasn't in a position to do double-blind studies because the people would come to me for advice on how to use the progesterone they could buy over the counter. So I'm trying to tell them what I've learned. And so this is what happened. So I've learned all these things, and I'm trying to tell. So I wrote the papers, and the first one was published in an Australian journal, which is recognized around the world. Next one was in an English journal, Medical Hypotheses. Next one was in a Canadian journal. Bit by bit, this was getting news around. Then there was a letter to Lancet. Lancet had shown that these hormones are well absorbed through the skin. And so I wrote, yes, I know, I've been doing this, and it reverses osteoporosis. And they published it. And then I began to get letters from doctors all around the world. And my wife said, why don't you put it all together in a book? I'd given talks at our local hospital, Marin General and Ross Hospital, showing these bones getting better on these people. I mean, I ordered the test, but I had nothing to do with making the test. And the people were using the project. There's no way I could interfere with the results. And the doctors would say, wow, they've never seen anything like this before. But none of them would do it in their practice. Here it was available. They all had patients with osteoporosis. They're still doing the same dumb thing. But one by one, they would call me and they'd say, John, my mother-in-law is visiting and she has terrible osteoporosis. How is it you use this cream? Or they'd say, my wife has PMS. How do we do this? Or my wife has fibrocystic breast disease. Or my wife is having to take thyroid. Progesterone helps the thyroid hormone work. Estrogen interferes with the thyroid hormone. And this wasn't my discovery. This was described in the 50s in a study in Lancet. It doesn't interfere with the gland. It interferes with how the thyroid hormone is working. So the person acts as if they're low thyroid, but the blood tests of T3 and T4 are okay. But the doctor often ends up giving more thyroid and can overcome this sluggishness of the thyroid by giving more of it, so he thinks he's doing a good job. And if you do that, forcing more thyroid hormone than the cells really need, you set up the stage for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And that was described 30, 40 years ago. It became apparent in my practice when I would measure progesterone levels that progesterone deficiency is a very common malady long before menopause. No one ever thinks of measuring progesterone levels. Some woman, they'll say, well, after 43 or 44, it's harder for you to get pregnant, and you may have periods till you're 55, but they never say it's harder for you to get pregnant because the ovary isn't making progesterone. Let me tell you a little bit about what progesterone does. The main purpose of progesterone is to procreate the species. When the hypothalamus, then the pituitary, sends down signals to the ovary to get to work, to start the period over again, that signal is called FSH, follicle stimulating hormone. Follicles are little nests of cells in the ovaries, each containing the capability of one egg. One egg is already made and resting in there. It has to be developed, made full, and then when one is made, released. That follicle then becomes the corpus luteum, which then becomes a factory for making progesterone. Progesterone, as you all know, is the name of the hormone made by the corpus luteum, the follicle that has released the egg. The ovary makes progesterone. What I did, here it is, on my book, I put that molecule right there. That is progesterone. Nothing else is. When the companies want to give you some progesterone, something with progesterone activity, they go back to the discovery that Dr. Russell Marker made in 1938. He found that in plants, there are fats and oils called saponins, where the word fat comes from. These are fats and oils the plants make. Now, the plants don't make cholesterol like humans do, other animals do, but they make sterols that are very similar. Plants don't make real progesterone. They make fats and oils that are very similar to this molecule. And one in particular is called dioxin. And in 1938, Dr. Russell E. Marker, down in Middle America someplace, discovered the steps of how to convert that saponin into real, honest-to-God, natural progesterone. Called natural because it's natural for humans. And it's that molecule. It's able to be made. So these companies that want to sell you progesterone, the pharmaceutical companies, they can't make any money selling that molecule because that cannot be patented. That's a natural molecule. You can't patent natural things. They deliberately alter this molecule. They add different acetate groups over here and a methyl group over here, and they make something that Mother Nature never made. But it may still have one or two of the effects of progesterone, enough so it will, say, convince the ovary that the other ovary is already ovulated, and they can use it then as a birth control cell, or to hold in anything that holds in the bloody lining. Can be called a progestin. Doesn't matter what it is. They make them out of testosterone. They make them out of horse urine. They make them out of the real stuff. The companies have these huge farms growing the wild yams in Mexico. And they make this progesterone. Then they deliberately alter it into Provera and Megastrol. Now it no longer has the full range of activity. Plus it's loaded with toxic side effects. That's what they're selling people. They use the same hormone to make testosterone for males. They make their estrogens out of this hormone. They can make all the corticosterones, the cortisol, the hydrocortisone, all of these things can be made out of this molecule. This is the mother of all the other molecules. They can be made by chemical factors, just the way the body makes this out of cholesterol.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to receive your packet of information on how Dr. Wallach's recommendations can help you in your personal health, call 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-6164. 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. Or if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. That's 3555. Once again, 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502 or in the Round Valley, 3555. Now, there's several things that you need to do. You need to take Dr. Wallach's recommendations seriously. You must obtain the proper vitamins and plant-derived colloidal minerals and anything else that he recommends that you take for your very personal, particular problems. And if you're a woman, you need to be using the Envision cream that contains the progesterone all the time, every day, in order, especially, ladies and gentlemen, if you're having these problems that are caused by a lack of progesterone, and even more especially if you've had a hysterectomy. And if you've not had a hysterectomy and you still have your uterus and your ovaries, then by obtaining the proper nutrition, your body will once again begin to produce the hormones that you need to function properly. In the meantime, Envision Cream will give you the progesterone that you're lacking now because of such a poor diet for so many years.
The Lone Ranger.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have had some kind of an interference from one of Art Bell's weird time warps there. It just came in through the ether and infected the whole studio. There was nothing I could do about it. I was pushing buttons and flicking switches, all to no avail. And then, just as quickly as the signal faded in, it faded out. I wonder if it came from Mars.
And their body then uses this as a precursor for all the other steroid hormones. And so throughout the book, I show how this happens. You can't see this, but this is cholesterol, pregnenolone, then progesterone. From progesterone, you start making all the cortisone, and you end up making all the estrogens, and you make testosterone. But without that, you can't do that. So it has a million different roles. That's why I call it the multiple roles of a remarkable hormone. So I think you get the idea that by my experience with these women, intelligent women, teaching me, I've learned an awful lot about progesterone. I feel an obligation to tell people what I've learned about progesterone. And I found that it's very well absorbed through the skin, 40 to 70 times more efficiently than if you take it by mouth. There are companies that are making progesterone pills. See, anybody that wants to can buy this progesterone on the wholesale market. And some people are putting it into pills. Well, I looked up some of the studies that have been done. And the skin is 40 to 70 times more efficient, which means if I give somebody 10 or 20 milligrams by a little glop of the cream, and it's well absorbed, The doctor might then give the person 200 to 400 orally, 200 to 400 milligrams orally, 10 to 20 times greater. Because when you take it orally, being fat soluble like vitamin E, beta-carotene, vitamin A, and so on, it goes to the liver. And the liver excretes it in bile, metabolizes it, conjugates it, and binds it to bile, and out it goes. And the person only ends up with about 5% of what you gave them. In the meantime, you put the liver to all this extra work, and you're creating artificial metabolites that aren't the same, and you don't know what the functions are. There's no reason not to use the skin. The skin is by far better. If you were to look up estrogen, like the estradiol that's in the patch, you all know about estrogen patches. You know, how many people know about it? Yeah, everybody. If you look up the weekly dose of the patch, and then turn to the PDR, the physician death reference, look up the same company which sells not only the patch, but they sell oral pills. The same dose to get the same effect taken orally has to be 70 times higher. So therefore, the skin is 70 times more efficient. Isn't that something? Why is it happening to people now? They're getting breast cancer, they're getting PMS, they're getting fibrocystic breast disease, they're getting more of it, they're getting it earlier, and it's more intense, and the breast cancers are worse. We're not winning the war against breast cancer. No amount of mammograms is going to do it. No amount of self-examination is going to do it. It doesn't change anything. We're getting more breast cancer, and where is all this coming from? Well, we know that estrogen makes it. We know that progesterone protects against it. Well, what's happened to progesterone when we do measurements? For instance, Dr. Jerry Lynn Pryor, chief of women's endocrinology up at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. She tested female athletes who were getting osteoporosis. 24-year-old long-distance runner, break their leg, their hip. They have osteoporosis. And the common thought is, oh, they're running so hard, their fat level is down, they're not making estrogen. She tested that, and she found the estrogen was fine. The progesterone was gone. Lack of progesterone makes osteoporosis. I like that particular reference because here I was seeing people with osteoporosis and I was giving them progesterone and their bones were getting better. And she was seeing young people who have low progesterone and their bones are getting worse. So it all fits. Isn't that nice? Well, she thought it was due to the running. Then she tested women who weren't marathon runners. And she found that by the time you're 35, 50% of the women in North America are missing their progesterone. Whoa. By 35, 50% of you aren't making the progesterone you ought to be making. And then, a study done by Dr. Peter Ellison, who was working for the World Health Organization with his saliva hormone assay, he was asked to use his little device, saliva business, to test the long-standing theory that at the time of ovulation, women make a burst of testosterone to explain their increased libido at the time of ovulation. Kind of a male conceit, I think, to think that it has to be testosterone to make women have a burst of some extra libido. But he took 18 normally healthy, sexually active women, and he measured testosterone every day for 3 cycles to see if a spurt of testosterone coincided with ovulation. But he knew that he had to find out when the ovulation time was. So he also had to do progesterone levels every day during the 3 cycles, because you never make progesterone unless you do ovulate. So here's amazement. Out of these 18 women, the average age was 29, 7 of them were not ovulating. Whoa! 7 out of 18, average age 29, normal, functioning, sexually active women, didn't have any progesterone. Something strange is going on here. Well, the answer came about the last couple of years. Turns out down in Lake Apopka in Florida, second largest lake in Florida, everybody noticed the alligators are dying off in Lake Apopka. And so they hired Dr. Louis Gillette, Jr., from Florida University, professor, and his students to examine the alligators and try to find out why this was happening. Because it wasn't happening in other lakes. It was also happening to Florida cougars, and it was happening to deer and foxes, and it was happening to frogs and toads around this lake and not other places. So they examined them, and they found in the female alligators large ovaries, but the follicles are all burned out or damaged. The follicles, they're the ones that make the eggs, and they're the ones that make the progesterone. They could look through the microscope and they could see these damaged follicles. And they went back to younger and younger and younger female alligators. And they found that it originates in the embryo stage, when the alligator embryo is only 12, 15 days old. Something is happening to the follicles that are going to end up running out, they'll be running out of, and not being able to make eggs and not being able to make progesterone. Starts at the embryo stage. And then later in life, it continues to happen. But the most sensitive time of life is the embryo stage. And this is why the FDA and the NIH and the National Institutes of Health and the EPA have all missed this. The way they test for toxicity is to give a suspicious chemical to a normal animal and then see if the animal gets sick some way or another. See, these females didn't appear sick. The other way is to give it to them until they have a baby and then examine the baby and see if the baby's deformed or has some sort of congenital abnormality in some way. The babies come out looking fine because the doctors weren't looking at the ovaries to look for the follicles on the inside. Well, they then examined the males, and they observed that the males had very small testicles and small penises, and in the testicles, the Sertoli cell is the male equivalent of the follicle cell, and the Sertoli cells in the males were all burned out, and they weren't producing sperm. So now we know why the alligators weren't reproducing right. The females weren't making enough eggs, weren't making progesterone, and the males weren't making enough sperm. But these other animals showed other things. They had crossed beaks. They had thyroid abnormalities. They had tumors here and there. They were sick in other ways. And they did not know what was causing it. But some old geezer living down the Lake of Popka said, well, we know what happened. There was a big chemical spill here 8 years ago. And they went back and talked to the company. They said, oh, yeah, we accidentally discharged a whole bunch of this insecticide that we were making into the lake. But we've checked the water, and not a sign of it left. So Dr. Gillette checked the water, and there's no sign of it left. And still this was happening. Then he checked what's at the bottom of the lake, where there's little plants and there's little clams and little creatures live down there, crawdads and whatnot. And in the body path of the plants and the creatures, there's where all the insecticide is. And those are the creatures that give rise up the food chain to what the alligators eventually eat, and what the frogs and the toads were eating, and so on. And it turns out this insecticide, along with about 5,000 other petrochemicals, that we now call xenoestrogens, foreign estrogens, or xenobiotics, foreign to your own life, your own life of yourself, foreign biotics, xenobiotics. These chemicals are all fat-soluble. They go into body fat, and non-biodegradable. They do not ever get degraded. We do not have the enzymes, the metabolic machinery to degrade these and to eliminate them, to get rid of them. When we die, they get in the soil, they get picked up by some other creature. And they end up getting swept out the channels into the lakes and the oceans, and they're showing up now at the penguins in the South Pole. And in every creature studied, seagulls, salmon, humans, cougars, toads, amphibians of all sorts, fish of all sorts, and the alligators, in every creature, it damages the follicles in the ovaries and the Sertoli cells in the testicles. Isn't that something? Plus, it damages the thyroid hormone's ability to do its work. Plus, it can cause cancers throughout the urogenital tract. The classic example, of course, is EES. Remember, they gave that to women 25-30 years ago. Women who were thought to be at risk of losing their pregnancy, they received diethylstilbestrol. That was the first classic xenoestrogen.
You are listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. I'm William Cooper, and this is the Hour of the Time.
your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You say and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. That'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
The great Buddy Holly performing just for you right here on the Hour of the Time. Well, let's get back right after these numbers to the program in progress. I hope that it's waking up a little bit. You see, almost all of our illnesses are caused by poor nutrition. We're eating things that have stuff in them that aren't supposed to be there, and we're not supposed to eat. And we're also eating the things that don't have any more the nutrition in them that they're supposed to have. For instance, the government did a study back in the early 30s that was published in 1936, which made it very clear that our vegetables grown on our farms do not contain the minerals that we need to be healthy. The soil, by that time, had already been depleted of most of the mineral content. And so most Americans and most people in most countries, as a matter of fact, are severely undernourished and poisoned by a lot of bad, bad things. Now, if you'd like to help get your health straightened out, you need to listen to Dr. Wallach. You need to listen to the good doctor who's speaking to you tonight. You need to change your nutritional habits, and you need to supplement the vitamins and minerals that are not contained in the food that you eat and that you can't get in any food that you can find in this country. Even if it's been supplemented, it's only supplemented with 3 or 4 or 5 of these things. And ladies and gentlemen, there's almost 100 that you absolutely must have to be healthy and live a happy, prosperous life. Call right now, 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 and 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. Or if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. That's 3555. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Dr. John Lee. Listen to him very carefully. And understand that he has no connection whatsoever with Dr. Wallach or American Longevity. But what he's telling you is exactly the same thing that Dr. Wallach has been telling you. And the reason I did this tonight is so that you don't think that you're being told these things simply to sell somebody some kind of product. It isn't true, you see. What you heard from Dr. Wallach, what you heard from Dr. John Lee, and what you're going to continue to hear from Dr. Lee until he finishes with his lecture, is the truth. You need to discover it. You need to absorb it. You need to understand what it means to you and your own personal health. And then you've got to do something about it.
Synthetic compound that does estrogen-like things. And these women, it actually, in the long run, it turns out it didn't change the success of their pregnancy. But the babies that were born, if they were females, when they grew up to be 25 or 30, they had a risk of cancer of the cervix or cancer of the vagina that was hundreds of times above the average. I mean, they're rare, but they're hundreds of times higher than the average among non-exposed. You see,
the damage occurred when they were in the embryo phase. And it showed up when they were 25 or 30. So here we have a new epidemic hitting industrialized nations, the latter half of the 20th century. And so the full extent of this epidemic will not be realized until another generation and a half from now. Isn't that amazing? We don't know how bad it's going to get. There are some good signs. Israel banned the use of all insecticides, but still allowed lousy diet in some of their communities, still allowed other things that can be considered risk factors. And the incidence of breast cancer has fallen over 50% in Israel in the 10 years since they banned it. I mean, there's powerful evidence out there that this stuff does something to make you more susceptible to breast cancer and to other cancers. And so now we have, I think, the full circle. We have an epidemic of illnesses related to progesterone deficiency. And I have defined a condition I call estrogen dominance that results. In other words, with the diet that we have, by the way, Dr. Ellison found that the other factor in raising women's estrogen levels higher than normal is the total amount of extra calories that we eat in this country. If we look at other countries in the third world, the amount of calories they eat barely matches the amount of physical energy that they spend. If you reduce the amount of calories you eat, estrogen levels fall. If you increase the amount of calories you eat in relation to the expenditure, estrogen levels rise. Dr. Ellison says that if the doctors believe the lab tests that come back, where it says the normal range of estrogen is truly normal, it means the doctors don't understand what's going on. Our normals are merely typical results found at this time in America. It doesn't mean it's good for people. Don't ever understand that normal in medical terms means good. Normal means you just take 100 people and see what the results are, and you find the average or the mean, and then you take two standard deviations, knock off 3.5% on either end, and that's called normal. He said the normals in the petrochemical societies are so high in comparison to the 75% of the people who are in so-called emerging or third world countries that we are the abnormals. So we have an abnormally high estrogen level because, in general, so many people eat more than their work really needs. We have a lot of workers who are not spending a lot of physical energy like they do in the third world countries. So you all have extra high estrogen. You have extra low progesterone because your follicles are not able to produce the progesterone having been damaged by these petrochemicals. We have a very strange mix. And I call it estrogen dominance, and it's due to the high estrogen from the diet. It's due to the high estrogen the doctors are giving the people. Every woman over 40 who goes to a doctor with any complaint at all is going to get an estrogen prescription. Guaranteed. The third factor is that your progesterone is low. So the balance, you see, favors the estrogen. That's why I call it estrogen dominance. No one has done a double-blind study until recently. Love it. There's some French doctors in Taiwan with some Taiwan doctors who had 40 female patients lined up, young, menstruating, healthy female patients lined up for some minor breast surgery. 10 days before the breast surgery, they gave a fourth of them a cream 10 days before, and they rubbed a little dab in, making 20 milligrams a day, 25 milligrams a day for 10 days. The other group was given an estrogen cream. See what would happen. Third group was given a mix of the two creams, combination. Very good. The fourth one was given a placebo cream with no hormone in it. So we had four groups out of 40 women. They all had their surgery 10 days later. And at the time of surgery, they were able to get some breast tissue. And from the breast tissue, they measured the hormone concentration. So you had the placebo group. So that was the background hormone concentration, typical woman without any hormone. Those that were receiving the progesterone, their progesterone concentration went up 100 times to nice, normal, full progesterone levels, as if she had ovulated. See? The ones that got the estrogen cream, they rose like 100 times higher, too. So this test right there proved that both estrogen and progesterone are well absorbed through the skin. They get to the target tissues in full physiological concentration. He also measured These doctors also measured, was it in the blood plasma during these days? How much was in the blood serum? And when they did that, they couldn't find any progesterone in the serum at all. The serum is a watery part of the blood. No cells, no fat, no nothing, just the watery part. The doctors have been measuring the wrong part of the blood all of these years. Isn't that amazing? Having proven that it gets from the skin to the breast tissue, it had to get there somehow. It was carried by the blood, but it was carried on red blood cell membranes and fatty things, and not in the serum. I hope you see that distinction. When the doctor says, we did a blood test, you should say, what part of the blood did you use, doctor? Oh, I used the watery part. Why did you do that? This is a fat-soluble thing we're looking for. So you can help educate the doctors this way. All right. Then they did two tests on the breast tissue, two different ways of counting how fast the breast cells in the milk ducts were multiplying. You understand, cancer is not something out there. Cancer is a normal cell which multiplies itself more rapidly than it ought to. That's what cancer is. So they're looking to see how fast the breast milk duct cells are multiplying. And they know what the normal rate was, because they could see it on the women who were receiving the placebo cream. On those receiving the progesterone cream, it dropped the rate to about 15% of what the normal was. It slowed those cells down. They could take their time. The instruction of progesterone to cells all over your body is slow up, relax, don't multiply so fast, mature, differentiate, become what you're supposed to become. The estrogen women, taking women, and put estrogen on their skin, their cells were multiplying at a rate 250% faster. The message of estrogen is, get to work, multiply, make more of yourself, proliferate, become more. That's what you don't want. It happens on fat cells. It happens on the breast cells. It happens on the cells inside the uterus. It happens wherever estrogen has a receptor. It stimulates cell proliferation. Unopposed by progesterone, that leads to cancer. Now we got the fourth group that had the combination cream. And the question was, who's going to win? Is the estrogen part of it going to stimulate more rapid proliferation, or is the progesterone part going to hold it down? Well, on the dose they used, progesterone won. It kept the dose, the proliferation rate down in the low normal range. Stopped that estrogen from multiplying. So now we see what we've got is an epidemic of estrogen dominance going on. And the estrogen can come from the xenoestrogen. It can come from the estrogens the doctors are giving inappropriately. It can come from the more estrogen you make because you're eating more fat and more sugars and more calories than you truly need. And it can come from the fact that your ovaries are not making the right amount of progesterone. So what can you do about it? Pretty simple. You quit overeating. You quit exposing yourself to all the xenoestrogens by eating food that doesn't have animal fat in it. What do we call that food? Veggies. Plant food. We get along fine with plant food. We get all the protein, all the vitamins, all the amino acids, all the minerals. Everything comes from plants. All we need is a variety. Variety of plants. Doesn't matter. You can eat any particular plant you want as long as you eat a variety. You should eat the whole plant. Eat the leaves, the stems, the stalks, the roots, the tubers, the flowers, the fruit, the whole works. And eat them as unprocessed as possible. Even the way your grandparents ate vegetables. They had gardens. They went out and picked them. Okay. And then you can measure, have your doctor or have yourself have your progesterone measured. If you are over 35, and if you are having any of these changes we're talking about, swollen breast, fibrocystic breast, more water retention, loss of libido, obesity, depression, low thyroid, these are all signs of low progesterone. The only way you're going to find out is to measure for it, and the measurement should be the saliva test. I didn't have access to the saliva test in the many years that I've been doing this. I did it just because I learned to recognize estrogen dominance. It isn't that tough. Anyone who does this any period of time, they'll pick up on it very easily. The woman herself will know. The best laboratory in the world is the woman's body herself. It's good for PMS, which is strictly estrogen dominance. Dosage has to be individualized. That's not strange. We're all individuals. We all differ. It's safe to use. The skin that's well absorbed is through the face, the neck, the hands, the upper chest, the inside of the arm, wherever there's thinner skin in large areas and plenty of capillaries. So every place you can blush, every place that your skin is relatively thin, and well, if you look at palms, they tend to be pink. And the pink palms mean there's more capillaries there. Isn't that amazing? And so I think of the couples that I've taught over the years, advising the male part of the couple to go ahead and massage it into the female partner. And now I realize the male was getting more of it than she was. Fortunately, it doesn't hurt males at all. Males make progesterone. They need it to make their testosterone and for the adrenal glands to make cortisone. So males make it. You can measure male progesterone levels. And you'll find that when the woman has this follicle damage I'm talking about, the amount of progesterone she makes is less than that of a male. So it's a big difference. It's not like shades of gray. It's not hard to find. So the saliva levels are now very easy to do. And progesterone can be given. And people will learn as they do this. So here we have the whole story of how I got it, helped the bones. That led me to learn more and more about progesterone, things that I learned from the patient. And that has led me then to look for the causes of why a woman would be low in progesterone. And now we have the reason for the low progesterone, the fact that the ovaries have been damaged by petrochemicals in our environment. So perhaps that should be enough for a while. So thank you very much.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Lee. And those of you who have been listening to Dr. Wallach's portions of the hour of the time, and especially the night when he was here live, you know, he's taken his research even farther than Dr. John Lee. And he discovered that with the proper nutrition, the proper vitamins, and especially plant-derived colloidal minerals. Why do you think Dr. John Lee said that plants were helping these conditions? Because the human being gets most of its mineral content from plant-derived colloidal minerals. But you see where Dr. John Lee is telling you to eat more plants and it's helping people, you have to understand that the plants that you're eating contain very few of the minerals that you need, and they're so important that even those few minerals cause tremendous increase in the well-being of the people who were eating them. Now just think what'll happen if you start taking Virgin Earth as a supplement with the vitamins and minerals that make up the entire amount that your body needs, that you will never get from any other source at all, and they are all plant-derived. And for those of you having problems caused by the lack of progesterone, the Envision Cream will straighten that problem out. Probably for most people, if you get it and use it regularly. Remember Dr. Wallach said, cut out the oils and the fats and don't eat anything that's fried? Don't eat anything that's fried. But he did say and it's the truth, that you do need some meat in your diet. There are some things that we need to live that are only found in meat, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Wallace said, 1/4 pound of meat a day. 1/4 pound. Incredible information, isn't it? And it's all just beginning to come out so that we can all hear it and understand it and be able to apply it, and not any of it is coming from the established medical profession. Dr. John Lee, Dr. Joel Wallach, sure, they're doctors, but they're not part of the establishment medical community controlled by the American Medical Association, which does not ever treat the cause of diseases. They don't cure diseases. They treat symptoms until you die. And they soak you for every single penny that you can earn or that you have earned all your life. And by the time you die, there's nothing left to pass down to your children. And most people run out long before that. That gave birth to this tremendous insurance industry, which then sucks you dry for all of the money and premiums for all the years that you're not sick. I hope you've learned something tonight. And I hope sincerely that it helps you. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you get out of the mental attitude that there's nothing that you can do. That you're just an old country boy, or you're a poor working stiff, or you're just one lonely human being, and there's nothing I can do. There is. Oh, there is. You can learn. And you can pass on what you learn to other people. There has to be a great awakening. You can be a part of it. But you have to get up off your butt, and you have to do it. You have to become active. You have to help us in this fight. You have to donate to the causes that you support, whether it's this cause or some other cause. If it all leads us back to a state of responsibility, liberty, and freedom, then that's the cause you should support, no matter what it's called or who's running it. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen. Most Americans today are suffering from 3 terminal conditions. The worst is stupidity. The second is ignorant. And the third is apathy. And until they are awakened and become active warriors in this fight, they will probably remain stupid, ignorant, and apathetic for the rest of their life. It upsets people to hear that. But it's the truth, and that's all you're ever going to get from me. Phones are open now. Just like last night, you're going to have to help me with this broadcast. You're going to have to talk. 520-333-4578. While we're waiting for our first call, for those of you who still have not done it, here's those phone numbers again you need to call. 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, it's 3555. That's 3555. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It sounds like you have really done your research on these vitamins.
Well, I have, as a matter of fact. I've been doing it for many years, and I knew that vitamins and minerals had an awful lot to do with our health, but I really never understood how much until I got to talk personally to Dr. Wallach and started grilling him, and then took everything that he told me and went and checked it out and found out it was absolutely true.
Well, I got my first batch of the Virgin Earth Ultimate Classic and the minerals.
Good.
And I noticed that my bottles were going down real fast. And finally, I had thought my husband, I said, you know, I better reorder those. He says, yeah, you better order a double batch. He's been taking them. He says they have just done him wonders.
Yeah, they did. They've done me wonders. I don't know what it does to everybody else until they tell me. But I can tell you that I am a brand new person, and I feel so good and so healthy right now. Even with this sore throat, I feel great. I really do. The only thing it's done is make it hard to talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been taking them. They have done me some good, but I think I was just so run down that it's taken a while for them to kick in. Because, I mean, I was really feeling bad, and I've been taking them now for about 2 weeks, and I'm starting to feel the difference.
Wonderful. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that, Darlene.
I was going to ask you, I'm not sure I understood it right, on thyroid. Was it the cream that helped the body kick in the thyroid?
Yes, it's the progesterone.
Well, I'm making out a new order for them right now, and I'm putting that down.
Great. You know, when you got your packet, there's a little sample of it in there.
Yeah, I've been saving it.
Well, you don't have to save it anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try it. But I'm really enjoying your broadcast, and I think that I think this is a great product.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that you think that, because every time you purchase something, it helps everybody else, because this is... this is one of those things that Dr. Wallach built, that if you participate, you can not only get your health better, but you can help your income at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't gone that far yet. I'm just buying it under just the special person buyer or whatever it is. But it's...
Preferred customer.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm going to change from the... Virgin Earth Cherry Nin, the Rainforest.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, and see what that does, because it says it has the same thing, only it has herbs and things in it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I'm still experimenting, but I'm not disappointed in it at all.
Well, that's wonderful.
And thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's nice to hear from Darlene. I missed her the other day. Jim Saunders came up, and he didn't bring her with him, darn it. But I understand she wasn't in the office that morning anyway. 520-333-4578 is the number. Just like last night, folks, you're going to have to contribute to the last part of this show so that my voice will be intact so that we can have another live broadcast tomorrow night. I think live broadcasts are important, and I don't like to do reruns unless I absolutely have to. So if I can keep my voice working, we won't have any reruns. But I think next week we will rerun the Dr. Wallach live tape that we did when he was here with us in person in studio. Because we're still getting requests from people to hear that tape again. And a lot of people are ordering it. 520-333-4578. What do you think about what you heard tonight, if you were listening? And if you're still listening now, you must have been. And did you recognize anything in yourself in all of these symptoms that he was talking about, Dr. Lee? And were you paying attention when Dr. Wallach was live here in studio and talked about these same things, these same problems? Gave you all the answer to it. You see, the reason I played Dr. John Lee's tape tonight is because Dr. Lee has nothing to do with Dr. Wallach. As far as I know, they don't even know each other, never heard of each other. And Dr. Lee has absolutely nothing to do with American Longevity or Dr. Joel Wallach. And so he backs up every single thing that Dr. Wallach said and continues to say. Now, there's a lot of other creams out there, folks, that contain progesterone. But none of them, except for Envision, contains 1,000 milligrams. Remember, Dr. John Lee talked about 20 or 30 milligrams being absorbed through the skin. Every ounce of Envision has 1,000 milligrams. So, boy. And why is it in a cream? Well, because you can get more of it into your body through the absorption of the skin than by any other method. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi there, Mr. Cooper. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine.
Hey, in those mystery religions, I'm kind of ignorant about this. What is the significance of the number 9?
The significance of the number 9 is completion. 9 signifies completion. The ending.
Yeah, because they refer to that in rock and roll music a lot of times.
Yeah, 10 is a new beginning. 10 is the same as number 1. In numerology, you don't look at the whole number. You add them together, so 1 and 0 is 1. 1. The 10 is a new beginning. 10 is sort of like a death and a rebirth. 9 brings it to completion. 10 is the death and the resurrection. And then you start all over again.
You know, I saw a relative of mine today from the South, and their name's Cooper, except they call it Cooper.
Yeah, well, that's what my dad calls it, too. He calls it Cooper.
Yeah. Hey, is there any way folks can order the Dr. Wallach products without... Is there anyone you can call and just pay the money and have them mailed to your house?
Yes, absolutely.
I got the packet, but I've been so doggone busy, I haven't had time to do those things, and I was just wondering if there's someone you could refer me to.
Well, you can call us tomorrow. And,
same number?
Pardon?
Is it the same number?
Same number. Call me between 12 and 1 o'clock, and, excuse me, 12 and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and we'll take your order right over the phone if you have a credit card.
Well, doggone you. That's great.
But I got to warn you, without sending in your application and your $6, you're going to pay a lot more. You'll pay the retail price. The members are paying the wholesale price. That's why I made this available for people to join, so they wouldn't have to pay the retail price. We would make a lot more money if it was sold retail.
Oh, okay. When I got time to talk with you at leisure, when you're not on the radio, maybe I can get off my backside and get it done myself.
Okay. Well, maybe other people needed to hear this, too. The reason we did that is not to make a whole bunch of money off of people. We're making a lot less, but you are profiting in the bargain. You see, we like to be doing the best that we can possibly do and doing what's best for everybody. If we were some kind of other people, we would never let you in on the secret that you could pay $6 and get the wholesale price. We would have been selling it to you for retail.
See, I've got the price list, and I was mistaken in thinking that that the retail price is what I was going to... I probably didn't read it correctly, and that's why I'm misinformed, because I didn't fully check it all out, I think.
Well, good. Then I've helped you out then tonight.
Well, God, love you. Yeah. Hey, you ever heard of this town I live in, Elkhart, Indiana?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I've never been there. I don't know what's there, but I have heard the name Elkhart, Indiana.
Well, they make, like, audio things and stuff. You ever heard of the Crown Company makes stuff for professional audio and stuff?
Yeah, and that may be one of the places where I've seen the name.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you turn the radio on, you hear music or you play music on your program, they're using something they've made.
I'll be.
But this doggone place, we've got this, it's like the lowest unemployment in all... United States, right? That's what they've been saying. It's been like that before at different times. And everybody's got pocket money, and everybody's buying this and that money. And the doggone crime around here is unreal. Nobody would believe it.
Well, somebody's not working. Or they're supplementing their income. What are the two?
I mean, well, it's just the strangest doggone thing. And then folks say, well, it's all... guns or the drugs or this or that, and I can't say it's gone because the murders have been really numerous here lately, and one woman got knifed in a discount tobacco store, and blame that. You were talking last night how folks becoming victims.
It's the cigarette's fault that she got murdered.
I stopped smoking.
She was in a tobacco store. It's the fault of those tobacco companies. She wouldn't have got murdered if there wasn't any cigarettes. That's a lethal weapon.
How many highways did the doggone cigarettes pave, though?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe it's the fault of the highways.
Well, I'm not going to talk your ear off. You get, I like the callers who call you in. They're pretty, they stir you up pretty good and get you talking about other information, too. But Dr. Wallach, I've listened to the tape before. I didn't really pay as close attention to it as when he explains it in depth. Like,
oh, you need to listen to that tape over and over and over again. When I first got Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I must have listened to it 10 or 15 times before I really understood what it was that he was trying to tell me. I still listen to it today, as a matter of fact. All of his stuff. I play it, you know, when I have the time and I'm doing something where I can have something in the background, I play Dr. Wallach's tapes.
You know, there's one other thing. I'll say this and leave your program. But, you know, someday when all of us Americans, first we're going to have to face the Almighty about various things we did as individuals, but can you imagine what we're going to say to those poor guys, the veterans and stuff, who died, like, say, especially in W-2 and Korea and stuff, guys who had everything to live for, laying there taking their last breath saying, well, at least I know I'm dying for something that, you know, for the farm and for the home and for the family and stuff.
And for freedom.
And for what, and I'm just as guilty as any other American is, I'll say that right now, for what, for allowing these things to happen. Bill Clinton and people like that wouldn't be president if we hadn't allowed it. I mean,
Bill Clinton wouldn't have had a chance to be dog catcher 25 years ago in any city in this country.
No, sir. And that's, this country actually owes Richard Nixon's family a debt of apology. I mean, he did bad things, but doggone, it sure wasn't anything to the scope that you're seeing now. I mean,
no.
Well, thanks for letting me talk, and I'll call and talk with you further on your own time. But
you're welcome.
Well, thanks again. Good night now.
Good night. 520-333-4578. It's time for you to put your two cents in. And here you are. Good evening. You are on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Greg from Texas.
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
Good.
I was just curious how long it would take. I sent for the information package, and then I sent the application back to you.
Yeah.
About how long does that usually take?
Well, it depends on whether you send a money order or a check.
Okay, we send it. My credit card number.
Oh, well, then you should get it right away. It should come back. When did you send it in?
Well, it was probably about 2 weeks ago.
That should be in your mailbox any minute now.
Okay, because I really can't wait to get started.
Yeah, we send it in as soon as we get it, and then they process it, and there you go.
Okay, because I'm really interested in this, because I teach at a school, and I coach, and I stay kind of athletically active,
uh-huh.
And I've got some problems. I have a problem with my foot. I had knee surgery 10 years ago, so there's some things that I'm sure I could see results, you know, in three to 4 months.
Yeah,
it's just nagging things that nothing's ever helped me.
Well, this stuff is so powerful, and we're so lacking in it, and we need it so badly. But most people are seeing results within 2 or 3 weeks. And if they really have really serious chronic problems, it can take as long as 3 months. But 3 months is the longest that I've ever seen it take.
Yeah.
And then you've got, in order to stay healthy, you can't all of a sudden say, wow, this really did me some good, and, you know, I don't need any more, because you'll go right back to the way you were.
Right. It's a daily thing.
You got to take it for the rest of your life is what you got to do, because it's giving you the nutrition that's not in your food.
Dr. Wallach talking, he said some things that just I'd never heard before that just, seemed to make sense. And he gets to the root of all the, you know, the health problems we're having.
Well, the first time I ever heard him, I thought, well, this guy has to be one of two things. He's either a genius that stumbled on to the answer to a lot of our prayers, or he's one of the biggest con men that ever lived. And you know me, I don't ever take anybody's word for anything. I checked out every reference that he gave, every statement that he gave, every figure that he gave, every article that he cited, and everything that he said was 100% accurate, true, right down to the last nitty-gritty. Then I got him on the phone and grilled him for a couple of hours. I couldn't believe that he was willing to spend a couple of hours with me on the telephone, but he was. I was just absolutely amazed with what I discovered through checking this guy out. He's right.
Well, when did you first hear about him?
Oh, gosh, it had to be a couple of years ago. Somebody gave you the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape, and you have to understand that people are sending me tapes all the time. I have stacks and stacks of tapes I've never looked at and never heard, so I threw it in the stack. And when I used to travel and speak a lot, I would grab a handful of these tapes and I'd play them in the truck while I was traveling to and from my speaking engagements.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anymore. So it's just been piling up and piling up. And I never listened to it. And then my friend Tim came up one day. In fact, I probably got five or six Dead Doctors Don't Lie tapes in that pile. And then Tim, my friend, came up one day and handed me the tape, and he said, "Bill, you've got to listen to this." I said, yeah, I've got a million tapes I've got to listen to. He said, "No, you've got to listen to this."
I see.
And so I put it in the stack. A couple days later, he called me again, asked me if I listened to it, and I said, "No." He said, "You've got to listen to it." I said, "Okay, Tim, you know, quit bugging me. I'll listen to it." And so I did. And I've never been the same since, to tell you the truth.
I'm surprised I saw it. It was in an editorial in my local paper. There's a state representative that's pushing a bill to that would give power. Appellate judges and district judges the power to seal search warrant affidavits. And what's amazing is there's a district attorney in Montgomery County, Texas, that's behind this, and he wanted to originally. He originally pushed to have all affidavits, arrests, you know, as well as searches, sealed. And it's just amazing. I can't believe this. Well, I guess I can't believe this is going on with everything else that's going on.
Sounds like a good little commie comrade to me. I mean, that's the way the Soviet Union was run.
Yeah.
The way that this justice system in this country was set up so that it was open to public scrutiny and nothing was supposed to ever be sealed. No warrants, no affidavits, no court records, no nothing was ever supposed to be sealed, and that would make sure that, the government could not become despotic and start throwing people in prison for political reasons or you know, reasons like that.
Yeah.
That's the way the Founding Fathers set it up. But the people in charge of this country today, including your city, are socialists, Marxists, communists, and they are turning this country in to the wedge that will bring into the world a one world totalitarian socialist government.
Yeah.
And it's all being brought about right here in this country, and most of these people are getting their orders straight from the Communist International that created the Soviet Union.
Now, when I first started listening to you, there were just things that just seemed so far out.
They do, doesn't it? You probably thought I would.
And then, you know, and there was books you suggested reading, and then you just start reading the, you know, you just pick up your local newspaper, and there it is right there on the editorial page.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to ask you. I know you're familiar with this man. Have you ever done a show or talked about James Shelby Downard? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I just read an essay by him. It was called King Kill 33.
He stole most of that right from a video that I did back in 1991 called The Sacrificed King. I was the first one who exposed the occult significance of the Kennedy assassination and showed people exactly what Dealey Plaza was and all of the occult and sacrificial symbology that was contained there.
Okay, because I got your video. That was one of the first things I got from you.
Yeah. Everybody said I was nuts, including him.
Okay.
At that time.
Well, see, I got that, and I was just wondering, why hasn't anybody else, you know, why didn't anybody else talk about this? And, you know, that's the only other...
Well, I think he waited a decent length of time before taking my information and publishing it as his. I don't care. As long as people wake up and understand truly what's happening and who and what is behind it, I wish him and everybody else who do that over the years all the best of luck.
Yeah.
They can find most of it in my book that was published in December of 1990 if they want a head start.
Yeah. Well, your book makes a stir. Every time I lend it out, somebody they lose it and buy me another copy, or it gets torn up, and they I got a guy now who's going to buy me another copy. Because I want to read it. Every time I want to read it, somebody else has it. I've read it several times.
Yeah.
But the Kennedy thing is your video. You know, I showed this to a bunch of friends, and then
I made that in 1991.
1991. I probably got it in 93. And you know, when you try to talk to somebody about it, they look at you like you're crazy.
That's because they don't understand the mystery religion. They don't understand the symbology and the secret language. They've never been to Dealey Plaza. They don't know what's there. And if nobody ever told them what all that stuff means, they would wander around like the typical tourist and say, oh, nice, a reflecting pool. What's that big tall thing pointing up to the sky? You know, why's it got a flame on top of it, just like Kennedy's grave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Why is it shaped in a triangle? I mean, you know, plaza. I thought a plaza was round. You know, why is the only square window in the building the window that Lee Harvey Oswald supposedly shot the president from? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the friends, some of the friends I've shown it to now are, you know, they're the ones who, I told them to read the book, Behold the Pale Horse, you know. Uh-huh. Then they finally read it, and we have some very interesting conversations.
Good.
But there was one more thing. Gosh, I can't think of what it is. But keep up the good work, your TV studio. I'm glad it's coming along. I'm gonna definitely send you something to keep the thing going.
Wonderful.
Because I know you're gonna, even if it's going, you're gonna need something to keep it going.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be up late tonight. There's an auction going on that I'm gonna be bidding on some stuff over the phone. And cross your fingers, folks, because if I'm successful, we're going to get one of the major pieces that we need to make this come true. And if we don't have access to it through things like an auction where we might be able to get it real inexpensive, then it's going to cost us a fortune. And we can't afford a fortune. So cross your fingers.
Well, let me ask you this. How are you going to use this? You know, what kind of videos are you going to make?
We're going to make educational videos that are of Hollywood quality or better, so that all of these people who won't listen to radio and won't read a book and don't listen to anybody and only believe what's on TV will actually watch them, enjoy them, learn from it, be challenged, awaken. And we're going to make these videos available to all of you people out there at cost, without making a single penny off of them. All you have to do is sign an affidavit that you will show them once a week on your local access cable television channel and get a signed statement from whoever runs the control booth there that you actually did it, and send it to us before we'll sell you the next one.
Okay, well, that's great.
That's the way we're going to do it.
And I know the way you're going to produce it, you know, a lot of people, you know, because they're so asleep, they won't watch it, or they won't live credence to anything that's not produced, you know, that doesn't have a good production quality.
Well, that's what's been wrong with most of the videotapes produced by the so-called Patriot community for years. We're going to change that right now. That ceases, and what's going to come out of our studio is going to be the quality that people are not only going to enjoy watching, but it's going to make them sit there and say, wow. How come I never got these tapes before?
Okay. Hey, one more thing. I just thought of it. It was the Project Galileo, the Galileo project, you know, that's at Jupiter right now.
Yeah.
When is the...
December of 1999, according to what NASA told us when it was launched.
Okay, that's...
They're now telling us that it's having problems.
That's when they said the orbit will decay and...
Yes.
And the probe will...
Yeah, the last moon that it was supposed to photograph was Io, which is the closest moon to the planet's surface. And then it was supposed to orbit the planet until the orbit decayed, which they estimated would happen in December of 1999. And the probe containing the two banks of plutonium would plunge into the atmosphere of Jupiter.
That's very convenient, December of 1999.
Yes, it is very convenient. But remember, nobody knows what it's going to do. We just know what they want it to do.
What they want it to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody's ever done it before. They don't know if it will produce the effect that they think it will.
Yeah. a list of the things I want to ask y'all, and my mind goes blank when I'm on the phone. Well, I'll let you go. I'll let somebody else get on. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's time for you to call and relieve my voice, at least for a portion of the conversation, if you can possibly do it. 520-333-4578. I think we have time for one, maybe two more calls, and then we'll have to shuffle off to somewhere. And all of you will be going to bed tonight while I have to stay up and participate by phone in an auction. And there's three things that we're going to bid on coming up tonight. And one of them is 33 minutes after I get off this radio broadcast. And there's no connection with the number, folks. The next one is around midnight. And the one after that is about 3 o'clock in the morning. So, good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
It's Dennis down here in North Carolina.
I knew that.
Okay.
No, yeah, I, at least I knew you were from the South. You know how I know?
How?
Hey.
Okay.
Only people in the South say that. Everywhere else you say hi or hello. Down South they say, hey, Bill. I like that. It's good.
I just want to let you know that I've been taking Dr. Wallach's preparations here for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very, very, very pleased.
But what has it done for you? You're feeling better all over, right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
And I've also picked up a new girlfriend.
Hey. Hey, did you hear that, guys? Dr. Wallach helped him get a new girlfriend.
A very pretty, lovely redhead.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Another thing I want to share with you, I've been reading Michael Cremo's book on the archaeology.
Isn't that amazing? You know, we were the only show that ever gave him the full time to tell what he's learned and discovered. Everybody else tries to ridicule it. Even Art Bell tried to. You know, you'd think Art Bell would have let him do it, but Art Bell tried to turn everything that he said into extraterrestrials had landed on this planet 2 million years ago, and that's where we all came from. Art's so full of mystical crap, it's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And he has so many people just absolutely mesmerized with his bullshit that it'll be a miracle if their minds survive the experience. Unless they were crazy to begin with.
This is very true. But I just want you to know I'm doing what I can to wake some of these people up down here.
Good for you.
And get to my friends in good health. Because I know what's coming down the road. Full speed ahead. We're going to do what we can, man.
Good for you.
Okay.
And we need to be in good health to do it.
I'm getting there.
And we need to sock some of this stuff away so it won't run out when the battle starts.
This is true. Okay, Bill. I'm going to say goodnight and pleasant health to you.
You too. Thank you for calling.
I
like that. I always liked it when I went down south. Everybody is so polite, and they don't greet you with hi or hello. They always say, hey, Bill. And it's nice. And I especially love the way the women talk, just like my mother. My mother was from the south. Charlotte, North Carolina. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, ma'am.
I have something here I'd like to share with your audience there.
Well, first tell me what it is.
Okay, it's in regards to the plane that's been streaking the sky for the last year. I've done some studying about this, and I know what it is. And I'd have to read to you here for about 3-4 minutes.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have 3 or 4 minutes. We're out of time right now. But I got to tell you, there's a big article in Veritas coming up that you all need to read that'll set you straight on this contrail stuff.
Okay.
And
let me just mention one thing. You know the big X's they've been putting in the sky just for the last couple of months?
Well, I'm not sure they've been putting them there. Planes have been flying, and they occasionally cross each other's path.
Okay, well, they're crossing quite often. But it's the kiss of betrayal. trail. It is. It is.
Well, listen, we're out of time. Got to go right now.
All right.
Thanks for calling. That's it, folks. Good night. And God bless each and every one of you. And if you want the truth about the contrails in the sky, read Veritas. It's going to be there, and it will tell you the truth. Like always, it's going to make some of you mad because you want to believe the lie. My friend, Evan Sweetwater, wrote and produced this. Listen to it. It's nice. For those of you who can't hear it clearly, it's, if you really love me, set me free.